What's going on? My name is Will, and I have the honor and the privilege as serving as one of the leaders here at Transformation Church. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are watching from. And if you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. We believe that God has such an incredible word for you today. So let's jump into this amazing message.
This is week 3 of a series we're calling Worship on the Word, and there's such a sweet presence in this house in LA. Everybody say, here is holy. In case you did not know, this past Friday we released a worship like tsunami called Here is Holy. And if you haven't gotten it yet, it's 23 minutes and 34 seconds. It's four continuous tracks. It started off as the phrase of the year last year at Transformation Church, and God has made it into a worship moment for us. I don't care where you're at and what you're feeling, put this on. Start your day with it. Begin to create an atmosphere so God can speak to you. Because the truth of the matter is, so many people are weary because they have stopped worshiping. Worship is fuel for your week. Worship is fuel for them people who get on that last nerve. Y'all know that nerve that sits back here? And there's only four people who can tap dance on this nerve. And one of them you gave birth to. I'm talking about, y'all know what I'm talking about. Worship changes your presence because of His presence. And today I want to take us further into this series. And I had to stop my message last week, and I already had a message for this week. And so in prayer and thinking through, I just put them both together, and the Holy Spirit made something real nasty I'm about to share with you. Because the truth of the matter is, our worship is love expressed. If you have not been a part of this series, I need you to go back and watch the last two, but I need you to get this definition right now. Get out your smartphone, your dumb phone, get out your piece of paper, get out whatever you got, write it on your hand if you need to. But worship is our love expressed to God as a response to His grace towards us. So because of how good God has been to us, our response is, everybody say, worship. So I don't come in here to impress none of y'all. I do not sing so that you can grade me like it's American Idol. Okay, some of y'all, y'all be reserving your prayer. I don't want nobody to hear me. God wants to hear you. My moves, I can't dance like the people up here last week or during I Will. But I can move. I have activity of my limbs. I have the ability to use what I have to express to God. And too many people have given God an excuse to express because of them. And I don't know who your them is, but they don't matter. Because when you stand before God, you will not stand before God with a group of people. When you obey God in worship, that is something and the only gift that you can give to Him. What I'm trying to get everybody under the sound of my voice and watching on rebroadcast, even on the West Coast, to understand is that our worship, somebody say, my worship is a gift to God. How many times have you showed up to honor Him and haven't given your gift of worship? It's the same as showing up to a birthday party and it's only you and the other person. You know, when there's a bunch of people, you can get away with, you know, just walk by the gift table and put your hand on it. And some of y'all do it all the time. Make a card, nothing in it, because you know they're not going to open them right there. But it's nothing like having a husband or a wife or somebody you're intimate with, and there's only dinner for two. And it's a time to honor and celebrate. And there is no gift from me to you. This is what happens in churches every Sunday. But forget this house, this is what happens in your house every day. He gives you breath, wakes you up, gives you grace. And there's no gift of expressing worship to him. At Transformation Church, we have decided to repent for willingly taking his breath and not giving it back to him. We have decided to repent to use our hands and not lift them to give him glory or to serve somebody else. Uh-oh. Because that's worship too. Somebody say, that's worship too. So last week, the title of the song we released and the message was, I Will. Everybody shout at me, I Will. And last week we talked about actually doing some things and we said, I will worship. Somebody say, I will worship. I will remember. Because it's hard to worship when you don't remember what God has done for you. Okay. And the last thing we said, I will express. Did y'all see the game last night? Some of y'all like, game? I don't play games. Games is for kids. The Miami Heat and the Celtics played last night. The game was over. But somebody said, but God. The game was over. I think it was 3 seconds left on the clock. Dude shoots the ball. Miami starts to erupt in praise. And somebody comes in and just tips it back in. And Boston wins the game to take it to a game seven. Now, and then somebody's like, dang. Okay. There's a lot of emotions you could have. I don't care what team you were going for, but it was crazy to watch an entire group of people express when they thought they had won. And in 0.1 second, they expressed because they lost. Their expression was over a victory, and then their expression was over a loss. And we are literally in here with many of us in winning seasons and some of us in losing seasons. Come on, can we be honest in church? But there is an expression still required of every person in this room, whether you feel like you're winning or you feel like you're losing. And so last week, we just made a decision that I will express. But this week, when I started to look at what God said, he said, you told him, I will last week, but I'm telling you this week, here is holy. Somebody say, here is holy. Everybody look down at your feet right now, even if you didn't wash them today. Come on. For you to get here, there was millions of things that God had to do to get you to this spot right now. How many people have survived some things? Were your feet ever somewhere you weren't supposed to make it out of? Were your feet in bedrooms and in... Hold on. Were your feet in states and businesses? Have you ever found yourself in a place that was not the place that you were supposed to be? And somehow, by the mighty hand of God, you're here? Has God ever stopped you in your tracks and gave you instructions and it didn't make sense at the time? I'm about to preach right now. I know the candle's around here, but I'm gonna kick some. I'm telling you right now, there are moments where I wasn't supposed to make it out of here. Somebody shout at me, but God. So when you look at your feet, one more time, in LA, come on, look at your feet right there. The fact that you're here means that here is holy. So I said, God, what you want me to do? He said, I want you to put it in a pot and mix it together. I said, God, you like Chef Bobby Flay mix it together? Or like Big Mama mix it together? He said, Big Mama mix it together. Some of y'all like that real culinary and the flowers on it, but I promise you it don't taste like Big Mama's cooking. You hear me? Okay. Yeah, if they got the meat on the arm right there, they need to walk and exercise, but they know they can cook. So he said, put it together. He said, Michael, everybody has a really strong I will, but usually their I will is connected to their. I will when I get there. I will win. I will when I make enough money. I will when I get out of this apartment. Move me out of this apartment, I'll serve you. I will when I have a relationship. Uh-oh. I will when you confirm through them by giving me a title. I will when I win. Not just I will win, it's I'm sick of losing. So I will when I win. And usually our obedience is predicated on God doing something in the future. And God told me to tell you that your I will needs to be activated. Somebody shout at me here. Uh-huh. Your worship is not a worship for the future. It's a worship from your present. And if you're really going to worship God, it's not there because you ain't there yet. It's from here. And you mad here. So you keep saying, I will when I ain't mad no more. When you take the pain away. When my family stops treating me like that. And you may not say it out loud like that, but your actions display what you actually believe. I will when my baby daddy stop tripping. I hit a nerve right there. She said that part. No. The truth of the matter is our I will is usually predicated on when I feel like. If your I will is connected to when I feel, you will always be disobedient. Oh. I will when I feel. And I have found that when you give God ultimatums, he laughs. Not because he's insensitive, but he's trying to develop in you something that cannot be developed in a situation that caters to how you feel. Okay. So the title of today's message is I will. Somebody say, I will do it here. What is your it? Some of y'all have had an it that you have been supposed to have already completed and been done. But you have made so many excuses because of what you didn't have here. And God would not require you to do it here if he would not equip you here. And you need to make a decision by faith today. I will do it here. That is worship. Think about the whole children of Israel being led by one man of God, and he takes and gets them to the Red Sea, and then he gives them an instruction. Take that staff you've been leaning on the whole time and lift it up and put it down. Hold on. Can we talk for a second, God? 2 million people following me. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm actually sick of walking. And I'm not really comfortable in swimming. We know the end of the story. Come on, let's think about this. You brought me to water. I can't swim. I know Gerald can't swim. You said you was going to deliver us all. I know Gerald can't swim. So what do you want me to do? You want me to use what I have and give it new power? You want to use what's been in my hand the whole time and you want to give it new power to do a brand new miracle? I'm going to say it one more time. You want to use this house that I've already been in? You want to use the paper that I wrote down my bills in to write a book in? You want to use this same piano that has bad notes on it to give me a song that the world will sing? You want to use what I already have in my hand and give it new power to do a brand new miracle?
Somebody say, I will
do it
here.
Ask your neighbor, what do you need to do? Look at him, silence. Ashy around the mouth. Booty cheeks tightening up. Look at him. Because the truth of the matter is, some of you have been so deliberately disobedient that you don't even remember what you're supposed to be doing. You've been chasing after other people's dreams with no purpose because you would not do what God asked you to do because it didn't make sense here. You sitting up here asking for God to move, and he said, I'm not doing anything until you do what I ask you to do right here. Oh my gosh. Okay. Now see, this is going to be one I need to walk through. Y'all want to go back and reign over. Take over. That's what he's been trying to do. But you won't do what he asked you to do. I need a new word from God. You didn't do the last one. I will do it here. Here, Tamia. Here, Matt. I gotta do it here. I am not waiting on a future moment that is not promised to me. Okay. So, because the truth of the matter is, some of us are arrogant with our lives. And we act like somehow we are over the time clock of our lives. Because my grandma lived to 78 means I'm gonna live to 78. That is not a guarantee. You are procrastinating now on what God has given you purpose and grace to do today. And your grace is not for anybody else except you. When I learned this, it changed the way that I worship God with my life. I don't worship God with just a song. I worship him with my life. When he looks at me and he looks at you, he should be seeing people who are trying to express their love to him as a response to his grace towards us by the way I do what he asked me to do. And so that's why I'm going to teach you how to do it here. Somebody say, I will do it here. Some of y'all are writing things down right now. Because God is illuminating things that he told you to do. You were supposed to be a camp counselor 17 years ago. Because he was going to develop a burden on the inside. You're like, I don't like bugs. And I know I ain't sleeping in no bunk bed. Your opinion of where God calls your here holy has nothing to do with the purpose he has for you. God rarely trains you for the palace in the palace. Ask David. He usually trains you for the palace in the pasture. And there are many of you that are saying no to the plan of God for your life because you don't like where you are here. I was going to teach you at that job that you're trying to leave. You every day you ready to hit send. On the res. Okay, come on. I ain't going to ask you to wave your hand. Raise your hand, but some of y'all got resignations already. I dare them to do it today. Today's the day. I felt it. I woke up and felt like I was going to get free today. And you're rebuking the place where God wants to give you revelation. Okay. Somebody say, I will do it here. We're going to look at Deuteronomy 11, chapter 1, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 13, and Deuteronomy 11, chapter 22. I know a lot of y'all be like, where the Bible at? Here we go. Remember that love is the key ingredient for worship. And you have to have love, and then you have to express it. So worship is love expressed. Everybody say that. Worship is love expressed. One more time. Worship is love expressed. Okay, so in all of these verses, I want you to underline where you see love, and then I want you to underline or mark where you see how it's expressed, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. You must have love. You must love the Lord your God. And always, look at how you express it, obey his requirements, decrees, regulations, and commands. So there's love and there's expression. Verse 13. If you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord, your God, and watch how you express it, serve him with all your heart and soul. So we have love and we have expression. Verse 22, be careful to obey all these commands I am giving you. Show love to the Lord, your God, watch how you express it, by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. So we don't just worship when I say, I will worship, or I will remember, or I will express. We just found out three new ways how to worship. How to love God and express it through, watch the first one, obedience. The reason why I'm telling everybody I will do it here is because God asks you to do things, and when you don't obey him, you are not worshiping him. Okay. He would rather you not sing the song and obey. He would rather you turn the playlist off and walk in purpose. Okay. Write it down. I will obey here. That's your first point. And really the only one you need. Because, yeah, I heard you. Because the truth of the matter is, if you would just obey him here, it leads you to there. The reason here is holy is because you can't go there without here. And some of y'all are trying to float by faith into purpose when he's going to make you walk by faith into purpose. He's not going to heal your heart if you won't forgive them. You keep saying, Lord, just let me have a pure heart. But you're saying, don't touch them. Because I'm holding, if they ever. Y'all, do you know when you start biting the lip? I have a right to hold yourself back. It's venom to you. And God said, would you get that out so you can truly worship me? Obedience is worship. I'm going to show it to you in the word again. It literally says in Deuteronomy 11:1, you must love the Lord your God. That's the key ingredient of worship. Here's how you express it. And always obey. We could go home on that because nobody in here has always obeyed. I'm going to look deep into the camera. If you've always obeyed, stand up so we can applaud you. You better sit there. If anybody's standing up, stone them. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Always obey. This is why the word says stuff like this. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It really should make everybody, anytime that the Bible has absolutes, you shouldn't be discouraged. You should actually be encouraged. Because when it says always, you must, God knew we couldn't do that. So he sent Jesus to be able to want to be the one we hide behind so that we can become more like him as we try. So my trying is worship to God. When I get the instruction that he says, obey me here. God, I don't know if I can do this good, but I will try. Me being a pastor is me obeying God. I'm trying. I didn't want to do this. This was not I will lead a church and have people critique me every week and have people come into the service and look like they swallowed pickle juice to be like, I'm not listening to you, man of God. Like, I didn't want this. You know, I signed up for this. I got the call. I got the call, and God said, I want you to do this. And I said, I will do it here. Y'all weren't there when I started in youth ministry, but I was as passionate with my feet at that place as I am right here. Why? Because I didn't know this was possible. I had no clue an arena was in the...
Everybody would obey if they knew the end.
If you knew the end, you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. It's easy when you can see and taste the outcome. It's faith when you can't. So for you to obey, that is worship, and it's going to take faith. There are things that God is calling you to do right now, and it's starting to bubble in your heart right now. Some of y'all are in this service right now, and you know you should be serving in a different area, and you just sitting. I didn't want to get up that early. They said the time was 7:30 to get up, and I was like, I don't work there. Come on, let's be honest. And God's saying, all right, don't obey me. You keep asking for a husband, though. And he's serving in an area that you don't like right now. And you keep, God, I don't want to be alone. God, I just want to be right where you are. God, give me what you have for me. And you keep disobeying. Go to the come and go. But I only go to Quick Trip. I'm trying to give y'all practical. Wear the Represent shirt. No. I don't wear that out. I got clothes that are like, I told you today to wear the Represent shirt. Guys, obedience is not about how big or opulent it is. Obedience is about the small things that God continues to ask you to do because he's trying to get his purpose done in your life. Somebody say, I will obey here, not there. Okay. So I need to give you this analogy that really helped me. I'm going to give you what I call the war of three wheels. The war of three wheels. Could you put it on the screen for me real quick? The war of three wheels. No. Let the screen go big so everybody in LA can see it too. They all need to see what I'm showing. This is what's happening on the inside of everybody right now. The war of three wheels. It's my will. Somebody say my will. I will. And his will. Mike Lowry. I saw that. See, this is how my will looks. My will looks like whatever I want. However I want it. Y'all like this, don't you? But to take your my will to our, look at that man. That brother's been through something. When you submit your life to Christ and really go from my will to I will, this is how your soul be looking sometimes. But the truth of the matter is, you want to be in his will, empowered by the fire or the Holy Spirit. When I'm in his will, y'all see all that fire behind him? I'm gonna preach this thing right here. There is something behind him that is changing the atmosphere of his life. It's not just what I feel. It's what's coming as a result of being in his will. I'm going to break this down a little more. Let me help you in my own life. What I found, put the chart up there real quick, because I think this is going to help somebody worship God. Oh, y'all forgot we're still talking about worship. Oh, do I need to play soft music so you can to get it? Because worshiping is not a song only. It's the way I live my life. So my will, this is about to tell on me. My will is selfish. My will is selfish. To move from my selfishness to I will, go ahead and put it on the screen for me, please. It goes into submission. How do you go from selfish to submitted? You're going to have faith to know that you don't know best. And some of y'all, you have planned your life to the T. And you have created spreadsheets and Google Docs and dream boards that have not gone the way that you glued them up there. Let's be honest. The truth of the matter is, God is asking you or inviting you to worship him by taking the selfishness and getting into, all right, God, I will. I'll submit. Here's another S word, I'll surrender. I'll do what I don't want to do, but I have a great plan. And he said, yeah, take your my will and turn it into what? I will. Because if you turn it into I will, you will learn that he is, watch this word, his will is sovereign. That means the old folks would have said it like this. He do what he want to do when he want to. Whenever he want to, where he want to. Some things we won't be able to explain. That's why scripture is like, he tells us, like, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Even the greatest things that you can ever imagine, that is little low-level thinking for me. You don't know how your obedience step right here is going to impact your life 20 years from now. You have no clue. Let me tell you a little story about one of the gentlemen who literally helped us acquire all this property around Tulsa. His name is Cordell. I met Cordell in a studio when I was 16 years old. He was the first person that ever recorded me playing drums at Wayman Tisdale's studio on Mingo. I go into this studio. He begins to call me young fella. And literally, I didn't know anything about pastoring. I barely read my Bible. I only watched McGee and Me. Some of y'all know something about that. And that man, almost 20 years ago, saw something in me that almost 20 years later would allow him, not just him, him and his wife, to submit under the authority and the leadership that I have at this church. And it was God's sovereign will, because he knew I ain't know how to buy no buildings. Okay, y'all. He knew that the purpose he had for me was beyond my capability to do it alone. How did running the soundboard have anything to do with buying the block? But the obedience here created a ripple effect in eternity for God to affect almost 2 decades later. What are you messing up because you won't obey? Somebody say, my will. I will. His will. Let me give you a couple more. My will, this one I liked. I like my will because my will is easy for me. I'll never pick hard. Come on, let's be honest. If I'm a pick, give me the easy one. But if you're going to turn your easy, my will, into God, I will, it's going to require energy. Let me give you another word, effort. And many of us won't obey because we will not give the energy to it, because we're not getting paid for it. That was a whole word. We have built this theology that is not in the Bible, that I will not work if I'm not getting paid. Don't let them, I'm a boss, you got it on your tag. Don't act like, because I said it in church, it's in the parking lot right now. I just read it on the way in. They gonna try to say, 96 Mercedes and it got Boss B on it. And you, y'all know I'm telling the truth. All I'm saying is, do not let culture, do not let this Instagram, Facebook, David did not get paid to take sandwiches to his brothers in the field. He was on his way to destiny, but it was something he had to do for free. And I'm not talking about here at the church. I'm saying there are things that God is going to ask you to do that will take effort. It's hard to give to people. Oh, no, the righteous just come back. She went on break. Now I got to go outside and look for her. Because God told me 30 minutes ago to give her $50. But I've been fighting with God the whole 50. The meal was $16.19. I mean, if I do the math, a good deal. Look at y'all. Y'all, I'm in your business right now. 50? I was going to see the Little Mermaid, and I was going to get the big popcorn and everything. 50? And then finally, by the time you get ready to obey God, she on break. Has this ever happened to anybody like it's happened to me? And now you like, you know, the one she's kind of with the hair and she'll be back in 15. Now you sitting in your car debating. But Lord, she ain't here. Don't know if she coming back. You told me to be a good steward of my time. So it's funny how we use the words. Okay. We finally see her coming up. Now it's like, I don't know her. You knew that 45 minutes ago you didn't know her. Well, I don't want to seem weird. I don't want to, you know, I watched verse 48. This seemed a little stalkerish. Y'all know how our minds start going? When obedience 45 minutes ago would have changed her lunch break and freed up your time. Slow obedience is still disobedience. And what if our songs were no longer our highest form of worship? What if obedience was our highest form of worship? I don't feel like it, but I'll do it here. I don't know what the outcome is gonna be, but I'll do it here. I don't know what they're going to think about me, but I will do it here. My will wants pleasure. Because the only reason I did it is I wanted it easy and I wanted it to be pleasurable to me. But when you step into I will, it's going to take energy and guess what? It's going to be painful. Churches don't tell you this. When you come to God, everything's going to be great. No, 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 no. When you come to God, this is going to hurt like hell. Because everything you used to run to for comfort is no longer an option when you come to God. You cannot say he's the Prince of Peace and still go to the bottle for it. You cannot say that he is love and be slipping in and out of people's bed at some point. You're going to realize that's not where you get it from. Because the truth of the matter, when you step into I will, then you realize that his will is eternal. And his will, the pain, is for purpose. Every piece of crap I've ever gone through has been so that God could get glory out of my life. And it sucks to say that. And it's frustrating, but it is the truth. Or you can keep the crap, smell like it, look like it, and it just stays on you. Have you ever met anybody who never let God take the mess? So they live like it, talk like it, smell like it. She said, smell like it. LA, this is what I want you to understand. In my will, watch this one. A lot of times I do my will because I want to be seen. I want them to see that I did it. Can I be honest? Half the stuff that I do, I'm just gonna put this confession out there right now. Natalie, just know I love you, okay? Because don't judge me. But I like to wait until she see me cleaning. I ain't doing all of this just for me. Like, Them Fruit Loops can stay there. You hear me? But if you think I look strong while I'm, you understand what I'm saying? Fellas know what I'm talking about. We not just, we ain't in just, I want you to see me. Anything else you need me to do? Anything else? Soon as she walk out, I'm like, oh God, I can't stand it, I can't. But as honest as that is that many times what we do for God, for others? I'm only doing it when I'm seen. And the truth is, if you gotta move from my will, and the I will says, I don't care if I'm seen, this is my sacrifice. This is what I'm giving as unto the Lord. And when you get into his will, you understand that it's all about salvation. Somebody is supposed to be saved by me not being seen and sacrificing. That's why, worship team, I honor y'all. I see. Everybody come on Sunday. Y'all were here on Thursday. Y'all listened to the songs over and over. We was here till almost midnight on Thursday. Why? Because you were doing what was not seen and sowing in sacrifice for somebody else's salvation. Can we thank God for this? Y'all, what we have here is not normal. These people come and volunteer their time. Okay? But the truth of the matter is, it's not for the platform. What I'm saying to you in your life is you have to understand that it's no longer you that is living when you obey God. It is Christ. Galatians 2:20, we about to go home. I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I will live by what? Faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Somebody say, I will obey here. In Deuteronomy 11:13, it says, love the Lord your God and serve him. So another way we can express our worship is, I will serve here. My question to you is, who are you serving right now? No. I need answers from you in your spirit. Who are you serving? And this is what I want to say. Yes, your family is somebody you are serving, but you have to. Outside of that, who are you serving? And I want you to really take inventory of the last person you ask God to give you wisdom on how to serve them. Because that's worship. It's worship when I extend beyond myself and from right where I'm at, I start worshiping. I start serving. Let me tell you this small story that the Holy Spirit brought back to my memory. Because Jesus is our example, right? And the Bible tells us that he came not to be served, but to what? Okay. And become a ransom for many. So I want you to understand that whatever my hands find to do, whatever your hands find to do, there should be a part of that that is in service to others who cannot repay you. I just said a big statement. Because Jesus served us and we cannot repay him. How much did your sin cost? I mean, my sin is taxing. Expensive. Not expensive. Expensive. My question to you, or my challenge to you, is worship God in service this week. Not in song only. Go out of your way to serve somebody who cannot do anything to enlarge your life. Because I've found in church, people serve up all the time. Uh-oh. Oh, who is it for? They want me to be where? They want me to do what? But if you don't think that people that are sitting across from you are people who have gone through where you came from.
Oh, hear what I just said.
You forgot that's where you were.
Look at how she dressed. Where her clothes at? The same place your clothes were when you got found out by God.
Why do we act like somehow we become something we were not? It should be our heart's desire when we see people who are where we used to be, we should go and serve them. You new here? Hey, what's going on, bro? Where you from? Man, what are you doing this weekend? Me and my,
y'all live that comfortable Christianity, though.
I'll worship him with the song, but not with my service. Can I say it to you how I feel it?
Osby.
If your service does not match your singing, shut up. I didn't know if I was going to say it. I didn't know. I know LA's watching. I didn't know if I was. But if your service to people who can't do nothing for you does not match all your singing, shut up. Don't nobody want to hear you sing what you won't live out. I'll wait on the Lord, but you won't wait on a person? You won't hold the door open for them? They being too slow. Look at what? Them people served your bad kids all year. And you have nerve to have an attitude because the program wasn't perfect? That's your baby's kid. And you didn't even bring them a chocolate, an apple. You ain't say nothing to them. You didn't serve those people.
Uh-oh. I got an attitude now.
Those people take the time to deliver your packages every day. You on Amazon like it is crack. Like you. But you see them every day and not even offered one time to find out their name. Leave them water. I'm not talking about elaborate. I'm talking about showing the love of Jesus intentionally to people who may not know. Somebody say, I will worship here. I will remember here. I will express here. I will obey here. I will serve here. Last one. Deuteronomy 11:22. And we're going home. Be careful to obey all these commands I'm giving to you. Show love. That's the core ingredient of worship to the Lord. And how are we going to express it? By walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. Last point. I will walk it out. From here. He's not calling for a future you to obey him. He wants the one who still has the weed in the glove compartment. No, God, let me get a few things together. Let me, hold on, what's the day? Give me till June 13th. That's how we do. Give me till June 13th. My birthday will be over. I'll have taken my trip to Cancun and I'll be all yours, Lord. Let's wait till the church gets to at least 300 people. And then when the boss actually called, the way you walk it out is from here. Here is holy. Y'all, every step we're making is a step of faith. And this is what I begin to think about walking. Walking is about a pace. It's about finding the rhythm of worship. And I just feel like somebody through this series is about to find a rhythm of worship. It's a pace. It's not competing with anybody else. Walking is not a competitive sport. I know some people, they be in the mall just going. They going.
But I want you to know that walking was the first level of rhythm that we found in the garden with Adam and Eve. It said, and God, what? Walked. There was a rhythm. There was a pace. There was a way that we just moved together. And God is saying, would you find a new rhythm of worship? A new pace of worship? Not just on Sundays. This is what we look like. This is what we hope to happen. On Sundays, we come together and we like, oh, we worship today. And next Sunday, I got to get over there. Well, give me till Sunday. You got 52 leaps a year. No rhythm to your worship. And it wasn't like the last leap. I wanted the experience to be, and God said, would you stop jumping from worship experience to worship experience? And would you just start finding a rhythm? In the morning, God, I worship you for who you are. But I'm not just going to worship you in the song. Today, when I go work at this job that I don't like, and you know I don't like it. This is real prayers. I'm going to serve you with my excellence. I'm going to be on time. And I'm going to take the lunch break that they gave me. And on my lunch break, even though nobody will see it, I know you're developing integrity on the inside of me. You said I'll reap what I sow, and one day I do plan to be a boss. And so, God, I thank you that today, as I'm walking in the rhythm of worship, this is not a one-time thing or a leap on Sunday. As I walk in the rhythm of worship, you are seeing me if nobody else sees me. It's what we do out there. That's how he's lifted up. It's what you do in the streets of Los Angeles, the streets of Orange County. It's what you do when you're going to the auditions and the people look you over and you still say thank you. And you have grace. We got to walk it out. It's so crazy that when you say, somebody say, I will. When I say I will, it activates God's I will. Exodus 6 and 7. This is God talking. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God who has brought you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I'm the one that took you out of slavery. God says, when you surrender, he said, I do stuff. When you say I will, from here, he said, I will do stuff you never imagined. I was telling the team on the way in here, I said, y'all, we are having church in this room. We are singing songs that God gave us in a house 3 years ago. We released these songs. People are being ministered to, healed. And then there's a whole group of like 2,000 people in Los Angeles right now who did an outreach yesterday and served the community. Our church gave $100,000 to the LA Dream Center, and people, check this, and over 500 people about to get baptized today. Y'all, God said, Michael, when you said, I will obey you, he said it activated an I will that could only be unlocked by your worship of obedience, by your worship of service, by your worship of actually walking this out. I'm just telling you, you're missing the things that God really wants to do in your life when you do not obey, serve, and walk it out. This is a true and reasonable act of your worship. So I will do it here. Because here is hope. He brought you here on purpose so that he could reveal his purpose to you. But if you don't do it here, when will you do it? What has to happen? Who has to die? What do you have to lose? What do you have to gain? These are the real questions that you need to ask yourself. Will you obey with just a word? Or do you have to be weary to obey? Some of us have an issue because we only obey when it's our last option. And God is saying, can you obey when you have other options? Can you turn my will into I will so that you can do his will? Today, as a church, we're making a decision. I will do it here. In LA, in the room, all around, will y'all stand up, please? Feel the assignment is done for today. I need you to look all week for the signs of God saying, do it. Do it. Do it. No. Right now. Do it. Well, God, no. Everybody say it. Do it. Nike, we need an endorsement. Just do it. All I'm saying to you right now is your obedience is going to be louder than your song. That's why I can say Destiny Here is holy. The book that I'm about to release, can I be honest with my Transformation Church family? Didn't want to really release it. She said, what? Yeah. It's hard to obey God when it requires you to be vulnerable. I'ma get out here and tell you I'm damaged, but not destroyed. I wanted it to be something else. Like I'll dunk on you, or I'll destroy you. Like I didn't want to seem weak. And God said, it's not weakness, Michael, it's meekness. It's strength under control. It's me using every damaged area of your life to bring me glory. I'ma turn your pain into a platform. The next time they see you in Target, you're going to be glorifying me in the thing that the enemy wants you to be ashamed of. What? He said, Michael, here is holy. Do y'all realize when the spit hit the fan was the first week of the series, Here is Holy? The week. It was part of my sermon. God, you're funny. He literally made us have a whole sermon series to say, I don't want you to run from this. I gave you the example. I gave you the idea. I'm going to use it too. Stay right here. Don't fight back. Don't go off. Write the text and then delete it. I want you to sit. I want you to come spend time with me. I need to rub all of that venom out of you. I need you to know how to relate to people who have been persecuted in the public eye, because I've called you to help them. See, the people you talk about call me. And God told me, he said, I could not trust them with you until you understood their plight. So many of the people you're called to help can't even come to you because you won't make it through here. No, I want to go out to the world. And no, you don't. You want to stay right here because you haven't obeyed what he told you to do for the high school football player while you're trying to go get NBA and NFL players. I will do it here. If you tell me to start the Bible study here, and nobody comes, I will do it here. If you tell me to become the PTA president and you know I don't got nothing in common with any of those people, I will do it here. God can heal racism. Y'all don't hear me. Some of y'all not even in a position to get that venom out of your heart because you ain't around nobody that's not like you. And God told you to be the president. You know my kid go to a white school. Yes, you, Shaquanta, is supposed to be the PTA president at that private school. Why? Because God's going to heal you from the inside out. If he has to explain everything, you'll miss the miracle. All I'm telling you today is I stand firm that here is holy. Will you lift your hands in every room, from living rooms to the Fox Theater to right here at this South Campus? Today, God, we are making a fresh commitment that here is holy. And whatever it is for us, because our it's aren't the same. Some of us, you told us to do things a long time ago, and some of us today we're getting fresh instructions. We're just saying, God, we will obey you. We will worship you through our obedience, our service, and walking it out. Now, from now on, we will say, I will do it here, because here is holy. Even in that same atmosphere, as 500 people are about to get baptized in LA, if anybody is in here and they have never received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity to do it here. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It took me from being a liar, a manipulator, somebody who was addicted to pornography, had a lot of bad stuff in my heart. And God said, bring all of that to me and I will transform you. And if you are in this room, or if you're in LA, or you're in the Fox Theater, or you're watching online and you want to give your life to Christ, let's do it right here. Some of y'all saying, well, I need to clean up. I need to get some things straight. God said, no, if you give me your heart, I'll help you change your habits. I'm the one that'll help you do it. And at Transformation Church, it's a bunch of not perfect people. I dare say damaged people. I've decided that we're going to bring our damage to him. If you want to be the latest in the miracle of salvation, today on the count of three, I'm going to just ask you to raise your hand. Culture would tell you that you need to confess everything to everybody. No, 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 no. Right now, you got to confess that he is Lord. And then we want you to get in some small groups or get some people around you who you can talk to. That's where real healing happens. But right here, we're repenting. We're turning from how we were doing it, and we're turning to him. If that's you and you want to make Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, or you want to rededicate, come back to him, on a count of three, boldly, I need you to lift your hand. One, you're making a great decision. Two, your name is going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, shoot your hand up all over. I see you, my sister. I see, oh, Transformation Church, in the room right now, in Los Angeles, in California. There are hands going up, everybody. I see you, my brother. God bless you. Now, Transformation Church, one thing you got to know, whether we are here together or watching online, we're a family. Nobody prays alone. So today we're going to pray this prayer for the benefit of all of those who are coming to Christ. Could you just lift your hands as an international sign of surrender? This is where you go from my will to I will. That's what Jesus said in the garden, not my will, but I want your will to be done. Come on, that's what we're saying. Everybody just say, God, thank you for making this moment holy. Today, I surrender my life and I give it to you. I believe you lived, you died, and you rose again with all power just for me. Today, I repent. I turn to you. Change me, renew me, transform me. I'm yours in Jesus' name. I will do it here. Whatever you say, I'll do it here. Because here is holy. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we celebrate all over this? Celebrate the people who just changed their eternities. Hey, here is holy. Listen. As everybody's about to leave, I want to let you know a couple of things. For everybody in LA, y'all are about to take another step that's next level. Many of you just got saved, but some of y'all are about to make the decision to get water baptized and go public with your faith. Do not let your mind or anybody around convince you that this is not the moment. All we're going to say is, do it here. They have tons of clothes. If you didn't prepare, you got your dress, you got your wig on, snatch the wig off, put on the clothes, and get baptized. Today is the day. And we're going to be praying and celebrating and watching.
for everybody in Transformation Church, this week, as you play this song on repeat every day, everybody say, every day. I want you to create space for God to teach you how to obey, serve, and walk it out. Amen? Hey, listen, next week, we are releasing another song on Friday, y'all. And I know y'all gonna love this one. Y'all know that song that we say, that I have faith to believe? That song is called Miracles, and Miracles drops this Friday. And we're believing for miracles, signs, and wonders. I don't know what's gonna happen next week, y'all. I don't know what's about to happen this whole week, but somebody say, I have faith to believe. Come on, lift those hands.
You have all that I need.
When we do it here,
miracles
start happening. Transformation Church, I love you. Let's not just worship with our song this week. Let's do everything that he's called us to do. Some of y'all need to pull back out the journal, see what he said. Some of y'all need to go find some young boy or some young lady to mentor. Do what he said. Somebody say, I'm gonna do it here. Some of you need to forgive somebody you've been holding a grudge against, and God's saying, don't wait another week, do it here. We're gonna be a church that lives this out. Until next week, I want you to go out and live a transformed life. Transformation Church, I love you. Can we give God one more shout of praise?
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282, or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available, as well as watching our live Sunday experience that begins at 10:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, go out and live a transformed life.